you, Sister Cheryl. Amen. Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church, Secret Sunday School class. Have you been reading the Bible every day, praying every day? Only 10 more months till the Bible Reader's Banquet. Everyone that reads their Bible through this year can come to the Bible Reader's Banquet free of charge. Fun, food, and fellowship. Now remind me, where's our memory verse? Psalm 19:14 is correct. What's it say? Amen. Amen, Sister Paula. Now, Jeremy thinks we pretty much know it. He was going to put the letters up, not the words this week. Yeah, right here. Matt Frame give me this clue. It's what him and Stephanie used downstairs with the young people. Let's try it. Each letter represents a word. You ready? Here we go. Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Was it right?
Yes.
Did it work? Let's do it again. Psalm
19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Great. One more time.
Psalm 19:14.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Butch, would you pray for us, please? Now, Brother Bob's a visitor. We need to tell him what book we're in so he'll know where to open. John? Well, over here in this section, we've been learning Matthew wrote about the Lord Jesus Christ as King is correct. And where does Matthew start his book? Bethlehem's correct. This section down through here, Brother Mark wrote his book telling about the Lord Jesus Christ as a
servant
is correct. Where's his book start?
Bethlehem.
Down through here, Brother Luke wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as a man is correct. Where's his book start?
Bethlehem.
Over here against the wall, the book we're in, John, Brother John wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as God is correct. Over and over and over again, he's telling us that Jesus is God. Something I didn't learn when I was going to church, I didn't learn it. Where's John start his book? In the beginning. Where else? In the bosom. That's correct. What chapter are we on? Chapter 8. We saw last week in the beginning the chicanery. They tried to trick the King of Glory, and the one that knows everything, the one that made the sun, moon, and stars, set them all in their rhythm and in their pattern. They tried to trick him, but as he wrote on the ground, they heard.
Right. Yeah.
They heard what he was writing on the ground. And we saw that last week. Then starting in verse 12, we saw his witness, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the Bible, the Word of God, all witness together. It's not just the Lord saying it. They're all witnesses together. And now today, if we can start in verse 20, we'll look at his world. His world. That's John 8:20. Dear Lord, please help us again, we ask, in Christ's name. Amen. Verse 20. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. And then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Now the most wicked thing Brother Rick can do is go his own way.
Right.
I need to go His way.
Yeah.
I need to go His way. The Lord Jesus said, I go my way. My problem is I'm always going my way. I need to go His way. This is the way I need to go. I mess up when I go to going my way. But this is the inability of the enemies to understand, to see the light. We say we're searching for the light. I knew a guy, he went to Florida. He said, I'm going to go find myself. Well, I don't know if he ever did or not. But we say we're searching for light, but we don't understand. Matter of fact, that light is a picture of understanding. And this was the Lord saying this in an open, public, prominent place in the treasury of the temple. And then he says, these words spake Jesus in the temple as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. That's a promise here. Whither I go, ye cannot come. And the dumbness of the promise, they don't understand. Let's look at it in 23. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath. No, 22, I mean. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? This is the dumbness of the prophets. That's what they're thinking here. Because he saith, whither I go, ye cannot come. No, he's not going to do this. There's a desire in the prophets. He wants them to come to him. He doesn't want them to be separated. He wants us to be with him. The damnation in the promise is they need him. If they don't believe, they're going to be damned.
Right.
It's what's going to happen. And a denial in the promise. We deny him. They deny him. The sun was shining and they said it wasn't.
Right. Yeah.
The sun was shining and they said it wasn't. He said, I go my way. Let's look at it. These are familiar verses, Proverbs 1. But I need reminded of them. Proverbs 1. The condition of fallen man here. We're doomed and damned and hopeless and dumb. Proverbs 1, 22. How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? Well, I loved it for 21 years. For 21 years. And the scorners delight in their scorning. And fools hate knowledge. I hated the knowledge for 21 years. I was lost. I was blind. I was doomed. I did not know that Jesus was God. I didn't know it. About died and went to hell going to church. 23, turn you. Well, when I was 21 years old, someone sat down with the Bible and I turned toward him. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. That's what happened to me. I don't know about you, but right there they opened the Bible and showed me that Jesus was what I needed. Behold, I have called and ye refused. I only refused for 21 years. That's all. I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set it not, all my counsel. I had it on the shelf. I had it set over there. And with none of my reproof, I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. I don't need the Bible. I don't need to go to church. I can worship God anywhere. I know. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way. Jesus said, I go my way. My problem is I went my own way. Still, many times I go my own way. And be filled with their own devices. From the turning away of the simple, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I go my way. That's the way Brother Rick needs to go. Matthew 25. Matthew 25:11-12. Afterward came also the other virgins and saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Now, Brother Tom already said it. Do you know him this morning?
Yeah.
Do you know him or you just know about him?
Yeah.
Do you know him? Do you know him? John 15.
Yeah.
This is the way Jesus is going.
Yeah.
This is the way he's going. He said, I go my way. John 15:14. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. How you doing so far? I'm not doing very good myself. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I call you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If the world hates you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Colossians, this is his way. This is his way. Colossians 3. Colossians 3, 1 through 3. The Lord Jesus said, I go my way. This is his way. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. I assume that's why you're here this morning. You're seeking him. Be closer to him. Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God, set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. For they are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Jesus said, I go my way. Ephesians 2:6. This is his way. We're looking to see what his way is this morning. I've had enough of my way. I'm sick of my way. My way gets me in trouble. Ephesians 2:6. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Just like we've been hearing on Wednesday night. And then 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things. For it's easy not to love the world, the things. Chevrolets and Zebcos and Remingtons bother me. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Back to John 8 now. John 8, verse 22. The confusion of the enemies. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he saith, whither I go, he cannot come. They're confused. They say they're looking for light. They say they are. Many say they're looking. But the sun's shining, by the way. 23 and 24, the perdition for the confused. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. This is Jesus talking, the Lord Jesus Christ, red letters. I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. He chose belief. He chose faith. It's something a child, one of the children downstairs can do. Any child can have faith. Any child can bail off the pulpit like Briley did into Brother Shane's arms and have faith in the Father. Any child, anybody can believe. Anybody can have faith. If you had to have money, I'd be doomed. If you had to be smart, I'd be doomed. If you had to be good, I'd be doomed. But I can believe in Jesus. I can trust Him. I can receive Him. Anybody can do that. They had nothing in common. They lived for this world. He lived for another world. They were worlds apart. Worlds apart. The passport for His world is faith. Believe in Christ. Receive Christ. So let's look at it in John 3:18. John 3:18. He that believeth on Him and is good and comes to church every Sunday. No. He that believeth on Him and reads the Bible every day and gets baptized. No. He that believeth on Him. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he is bad. No. Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Belief, faith is the passport to the next world, to His world, to go and be with Jesus. You see it in verse 36, John 3:36. He that believeth on the Son hath, present tense, everlasting life. Have it right now. You don't wait till you die to know if you're saved or not. Right now. He that believeth on the capital S, big Son, hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. 1 John 5:10. Let's just start in 9. If we receive the witness of men, that's what I'm telling you. The witness of God is greater. That's what He's telling you. But this is the witness of God, which He hath testified of His Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. And he that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave His Son. It's an insult not to believe God. It's an insult after what He's witnessed. And this is the record that God hath given. It's a gift. Salvation's a gift. You'll never work enough. Don't even start. Don't even try. You won't make it. This is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, not regular old life, eternal life. And this life is in the Baptist. No, it's in being good. No, it's in behaving. No, it's in His Son. This eternal life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may K-N-O-W. Know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. I'd go ahead and go with Him. I'd just go ahead and go with Him. He done took care of everything. John chapter 8, verse 25 now. This is His Word. He was on His world, His witness. Now His Word. 25. Then said they unto Him, who art thou? Well, who were they? Who are we? Huh? Who art thou? That's the dumbest question they ever. Then said they unto him, who art thou? And Jesus saith unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. He'd been telling them all along. They're perplexed. 26. Fallen man is blind. Fallen man. 26. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. Fallen man doesn't understand that Jesus is God's spokesman. Fallen man doesn't understand that Jesus is God's messenger. Fallen man doesn't understand. I didn't know that Jesus was God. They don't understand that. I knew he was a good man, a prophet, a priest, a king. I knew he did miracles. I did not know he was Jehovah God Almighty come down from heaven to visit man. Emmanuel, God with us. I didn't know that. I didn't know that Jesus, fallen man doesn't know that Jesus has the right to say, I am. I'm the great I am. The name of Jehovah God. I am. I am. Fallen man doesn't know that Jesus has the right to be lifted up. They don't know that. Let's look at it in Daniel 7. Yeah. He's above all. He's above all. Daniel 7, 13 and 14. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like, that's what we've been, who we've been reading about, the capital S Son of Man, came with the clouds of heaven. Well, that's where he's, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed. Fallen man doesn't understand that the Lord deserves all the honor and the glory. Excuse me here a minute. Fallen man doesn't understand that Jesus is the great I am, that he's God. Fallen man doesn't understand the one that God hath not left alone. With no regrets. With no regrets. Verse 28. We're back in John 28 now. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know. Then you're going to know. Now he already knows. He already knows. There's some others going to get a handle on it a little bit later. Then shall ye know that I am he. And we done been through that, all the names of the Lord. And that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. He knew. He knew. Let's look at Matthew 27. Verse 54. Now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Well, really, it am the Son of God. And for years I've said the centurion said that, truly, this was the Son of God. But that's not exactly how it is. It says here, now when the centurion and they that were with him, see, the centurion and they were watching Jesus. The centurion and they saw the earthquake and those things that were done. The centurion and they feared greatly. And the centurion and they said, truly, this was the Son of God. But see, they were in a circle. I don't know how many, but they were talking. They said, man, that was the Son of God. Yeah, that was the Son of God. Yeah, it was. It was all of them were saying it. It wasn't just the centurion. It was all of them were saying, truly, this was the Son of God. When he was lifted up, the lights went out.
Yeah.
It got dark. He said, it is finished. It's salvation. The transaction was done. He stayed till it was accomplished, is what they sang Sunday night. He stayed till it was done, till it was paid for. Worship changed. Philippians 2. The curtain was ripped. The veil was ripped from top to bottom. That little lamb went back home. The priest dropped the knife, and all of us little lambs now can come in because the big capital L Lamb of God died for our sins. Philippians 2. Here's the way it is now. It's the way it's going to be. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name that's above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Capital L, Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So I think I'll just go ahead and start practicing now. Everybody's going to bow one day and say He's Lord. I think I'll just go ahead and start practicing. Kim and I was reading the other day, watch this, I think it was a commercial where they're advertising a mattress or something, and they said those naps, that was practice. So Kim and I have been practicing. We've been practicing. Been getting ready. So I'm going to start practicing saying the Lord, He is Lord. Not all convinced by the Word. Everybody that's not convinced by this will be convinced one day by the words, depart from me. I never knew you. Every knee. 29. Let's go back to... By the way, since I mentioned Kim, let me just go ahead and tell you, a little later we're going to have some people over, sit around, look at their phones if y'all want to come over. John 8, verse 29. And he that sent me is with me. And the Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please Him. You notice that's in red letters? That I there, that wasn't me. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's saying it in red letters. Nobody else can say that. Anybody want to stand up and testify and say, I do always those things that please Him? Anybody want to go that route? No, nobody else can say it. Verse 30, as He spake these words, many believed on Him. Not about Him, but on Him.
Yeah.
On Him. Romans 10. Start in verse 9. That if thou... Yeah. You can put your name in there.
Yeah.
It's good for anybody. It's a blank check. Even Rick could put his name in. That if Rick should confess with his mouth... That the Lord Jesus. In other words, that Jesus is God. That He's Lord. That He's who He said He was. That He came from glory and was born of a virgin, lived a perfect sinless life, and died a sinner's death, and rose again in 3 days, went back to heaven where He came from. If I would confess that with my mouth and believe it in my heart, that God hath raised Him from the dead. Anybody in here believe that?
Amen.
Thou shalt be saved. That's what the Bible says. What the Word of God says. Thou. You can put your name right in there. Thou. For what? Why, Brother Rick? Why? For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Yes.
For, then you'll be wanting to tell somebody, like verse 11, for the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him should not be ashamed. See, that election, that's for in the house. That's not for outside the house. The election's for inside the house after you get in the family. John 8, 31. Then said Jesus unto those Jews which believe on Him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Now, He didn't say that's how you got saved. He said that's how you become a disciple. A disciple's a follower or a student. See, there's only 12 apostles, but anybody can be a disciple. A disciple is a student or a follower. Even I can get in on that. Even I can do that. Even you can get in this morning if you want to continue in His Word. Let's look at it. Here's a test, Romans 8:1, to get us started off. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ. Like I said, like we've been learning on Wednesday night. Anybody in here in Christ? In Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Those that's in Christ Jesus are the ones that walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Let's check out this continuing. We're talking about, I know we're encamped and we endure the world, but we're not supposed to get entangled in it. I'm not supposed to get ensnared in them. We have to go to work, and they give us a piece of paper, and we get their money, and we buy stuff. But I don't need to be entangled in the world. Acts, it's in here somewhere, 14. Acts 14:22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith. There's only one faith.
Right.
This is it. Continue in the faith once delivered to the saints, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. That's what the disciples do. They follow. Romans 11:22. Romans 11:22. Behold, therefore, the goodness. I get an amen right there. And severity of God on them which fail, severity. But toward thee, goodness. If thou continue in His goodness. Well, who wouldn't continue in His goodness? Mercy's sake, yesterday he took me up the Birch River. And they had a crock pot of this stuff they boiled in the crock pot all night. It was like roast beef and carrots and onions and peppers that I got at home in the jar. What's the name of them? Pepperoncy or something. And that had all been boiled in there together all night. And then there was some homemade rolls. And I only had like three plates is all. After the third plate, I quit. I'm just telling you, it was goodness. It was goodness rolling around everywhere. And he sopped up with that third roll. I sopped it all up and cleaned the plate. If thou continue in His goodness. Otherwise, thou shalt be cut off.
Yeah,
let's check it out in Colossians. His goodness, mercy, mercy. Colossians 1:23. If ye continue in the faith, again you could put your name there, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Chapter 4, verse 2. Continue in prayer. If you don't watch this, this is what you'll do if you follow and you're a disciple. Continue in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving. Oh, Brother Rick, you need to be thankful. 1 Timothy 4:16. I need to continue, and I need to be thankful. 1 Timothy 4:16. Take heed to thyself and unto the doctrine. There's only one. Continue in them. I know they're divided up 66 ways, but there's only one. Take heed to thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Save thyself from uselessness, not from hell. From uselessness. 2 Timothy 3:14. From being put on the shelf, if you will. 2 Timothy 3:14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And one last one. 1 John 2:19. They went out from us because they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest, knowing that they were not all of us. There's wheat and chaff. God put a difference between Egypt and Israel. Faith alone saves, but faith that saves is not alone. No one would have considered the children of Israel delivered if they had stayed on the other side of the sea in Egypt. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for writing it down in Christ's name. Amen.